Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministries, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. I hope that you are able to hear me. We are, that's one of the things I love about technology. We are traveling and trying to broadcast in the car. So I'm hoping that we don't have any difficulties this evening with transmission or reception. As we move forward, keep in mind that those who are listening by internet, this is a blog talk radio, and we are an interactive study Bible, Bible study rather, and you have an opportunity of calling in. If you'd like to call in to participate this evening, the call number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can participate in the discussion. And we're going to be looking for you to participate in this discussion as we go through our topic this evening. There are three four things that we'd like to develop this evening, talk about. And number one is how to develop a life of faith, how to develop a life of faith. I hope that you are able to hear me. Are you able to hear me clearly?
Area code 631, can you hear?
Yes, you're good.
Good.
Very
good.
Clear. You're good.
Good. Welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm traveling too, but I'm on the line. God bless you.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord.
Isn't that the beautiful thing about technology?
Yes, it is.
You can travel and you can still communicate with different states, cities, and so on and so forth. That's the beautiful thing about that.
Right.
As we move forward, our topic this evening is developing a life of faith. Okay, developing a life of faith. And developing a life of faith, there are three things that we would like to touch on for this evening. And number one is listening to the Word of God. Number two, realizing that we all have a measure of faith. We all have been given a measure of faith. Number three is obeying the Word of God with conviction. And number four is that we should live a life of praise and worship. Live a life of praise and worship. So as we move through this, we're going to be outlining that for you, and we're going to be looking for, and we're going to be looking for responses this evening. Please do not hesitate to share how you have you are interpreting this and what the Lord has placed on your heart. So, as we're listening to the Word of God, we think about Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then it goes on to say, "But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their voice is gone into the earth, and the words of to the words of the end of the world." So when they're speaking, Roman is speaking of that, talking about that, is saying that as we listen to the Word of God, that God speaks to our spirit. God speaks to our spirit, and of course we know that when Jesus Christ left, he left us the Holy Spirit. So when we hear the Word of God, God is speaking to our spirit and encouraging our spirit, building us up, encouraging us through the Word of God. You know, they say the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It's a light unto our feet. It gives us direction and a light unto our path, so that we're able to see the purpose, our purpose, and the direction that God has for each one of us. Amen? So, moving on, you know, with that, the Word produces, it produces faith, especially if we attend with an open heart, especially if we are listening and attend to the Word with an open heart. God looks at our heart. He looks at our heart, and our heart is how God is able to determine. We can say a lot of things. We can use a lot of words, but God determines if our heart is ready for the Word of God by how it is received. Amen?
Amen.
So when we look at the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, it encourages us to constantly leap to the word in our hearts. We are supposed to leap to the words in our hearts. So our hearts, we should have a heart desire to leap into the word of God, always trying to get a revelation from the word of God. It doesn't make a difference what we go through in life. We should always look to the word of God for a response, because it is the word of God that gives us or strengthens our faith. So that's why we should listen to the word of God as much as possible. Listen to the word of God as much as possible. In Proverbs 4:20, it talks about that says, let us constantly offer God a sacrifice of praise in our heart and our lips that openly profess his name. Developing a life of God. Proverbs 22. Health is one of the benefits that God promises us. Health, good health. Health is one of the benefits that God has promised. So what happens is when we listen, it affects what we believe. When we listen to the word of God, it affects what we believe. Because even though that we are men and women of God, we can lose hope. We can faint. We can get tired. We can lose hope. And what Proverbs, health is one of the benefits is promised. So what when we listen, it affects what we believe. If we listen to TV more than the word of God, we will believe the lies of the world.
That's good. Yeah. Amen.
We will believe whatever it is that we entertain the most is what we are going to believe. And that's why it's important that what we do is we put all of our time toward the word of God, because that is what strengthens our faith walk. That's what strengthens our faith walk. It moves us to a closer relationship to believe in what God is saying and his promises that he has for us. Eventually, what happens is when we listen to deception, when we listen to TV, when we listen to the world, it produces deception. And then we begin to doubt the word of God. We begin to doubt the word of God. We begin to start to ask questions about his promises that he has for us. And I'm here to tell you that God never lies. The word
That's
of
right.
God never mm-hmm. lies. God is a God. He is a God that cannot lie. And the
Amen.
More that we listen to the word of God, the more it produces a stronger faith. And the stronger our faith, we do not doubt.
That's good.
Because if anything begins to happen, what happens is we begin to start to lean on the promises that God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
We lean on that automatically. We don't have to go and see what the word says. Because when we listen to the word of God, what happens is it produces our faith, a stronger faith, and we lean on what God has said without having to go to it. It becomes automatic. It becomes automatic. So if we're going to listen, if we listen to lies, if we listen to deception, eventually the mind will accept something that is not heard, and it often will persuade us to begin to start to think about those lies. We begin to start to think about those lies. So, if they become persuasive in how we think about the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we should always keep hearing and listening to the Word of God. Listening to the Word of God. Preaching. Christian tapes. Confessions. Listening to the Word daily. Through fellowship. Godly Christians. Other Christians that are around us who have a strong faith. Constantly listening to the Word of God.
Yeah.
And what happens is, when we do this, this will call us to eventually believe the truth in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to start to believe. It's like planting seeds. Whatever ground that we stand on, if we stand on a ground of deception, that's what our hearts are going to eventually believe. If we stand on the Word of God, listen to the Word of God, then our hearts is going to believe in what God says. We're not going to doubt it. We're not going to doubt His promises. Because we know that His promises are going to be fulfilled, without a doubt. So number one, listening to the Word of God as much as possible. Oftentimes the world will pull us away from attending to the Word of God. The world will pull us away. And when you begin to pull away from the source, I almost look at it when I think about it, it's almost like the Superman syndrome. We're strong when we're close to the Lord, and the further away that we move apart, the weaker we become.
That's good.
The weaker we become. The closer that we are to the Word of God, the closer that we are to the Word of God, the stronger we are. The further away, when we move away from the Word, stand away from church, out of the Word, stand away from fellowship with other Christian believers.
That's good.
Listening to tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And having one foot in the world and one foot in the church.
Oh, my goodness. We call that straddle.
Right.
We call that straddle. If you want to know how to ride a horse, if you want to know how to straddle, then get on a horse. Get on a horse. Because your body is split. One leg is on one side and one is on the other.
Good analogy.
Straddling.
Very good.
Straddling.
One foot in the world.
Listening. That's right. One foot in the world. Amen.
And straddling.
Listening to the Word of God.
Good.
Comment. Any comments?
No.
As we move on.
It's good, Elder. It's good. Yeah. We need
number
this.
Two.
We need to
we must. Go ahead, woman of God.
No, I'm just saying we need to hear this. We need to be reminded of our position and our posture and everything. It's just good, son. Good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Number two, we need to realize that every Christian has been given a measure of faith by God. If you go to Romans 12:3, it talks about that. What we have to do is we just have to develop what God has given us. He's already given us the faith that we need. He's already given it to us. So what we need to do is put that faith into action. Put that faith into action. Move on it. Don't stand still, but move on it. God has already said that He's going to give us the promises of our hearts. So what we need to do is move on it, believing on it. So when we're listening to the Word of God and we move on it into action, it becomes activated. It becomes activated. Obeying God with conviction of the Holy Spirit. Obeying God with conviction of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you walk, it's when we were walking, if you realize that when we're walking, that we can become tired if you walk too long. When you walk too long, you can become tired. And please understand that God will not reveal greater things to you until you are faithful in the things He is showing you. God will not reveal greater things to you until you are faithful in the things He is showing you.
Amen.
So therefore, what am I saying? And I'm saying is, be obedient to the Spirit. Be obedient to the Spirit and what the Spirit is saying to us.
Amen.
That's
what I was talking about this afternoon.
We have to be obedient to, listen, when God is speaking us through the Spirit, we don't have to ask any questions.
Yeah.
Move on it. Put it into action. When God says go, we don't have to ask, well, God, is that you? Go. Move on it. Put it into action. Because we're listening to the Word of God, and as we're listening to the Word of God, our faith is becoming stronger. And while our faith is becoming stronger, then we'll be obedient to the convictions that God has given us.
That's good.
We're being obedient to the convictions that God has given us through the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not us who's doing, who's making this happen. It is the faith that we have through the Holy Spirit. Responding and acting on what God has, He's already given us that measure of faith, and all we have to do is act on it. Put it into action. It into action. Obedience to the Spirit. Obedience to the Spirit. He's showing us through the Word that through our convictions, it is important to the development of our faith. God is showing us. He's showing us. The Holy Spirit is speaking through us, through the Word, and through our conviction. And it's important that we follow that, and as we're following that, it develops your faith. You cannot have faith without taking some practical steps of obedience.
Amen.
Let me say that again. You cannot have a living faith without taking some practical steps of obedience.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Act on what God is saying. We have to act on what God is saying. I'm going to open up the mic for comments and stop right there. Comments.
Hello.
Any comments? There's 408.
Hey.
408.
How y'all doing?
408.
Sounds
you're
good.
On.
Yeah. Good to be on. I'm good. I'm glad I'm on, you know, and it's a wonderful day today, is it not? We're here praising God together, you know, and the reason why we get to praise God together is because we know that God is good, not just sometimes, but all the time. And that's what's important to acknowledge Him all the time. When we acknowledge God in all these areas of our life, that means that we got to put our faith that God gave us into Him. And then, and only then, were we able to learn to trust Him in this particular area of our life concerning Christ working in us, through us, and for us. So we're going to say, praise God. Amen? Amen.
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 Amen. Praise
yeah.
God.
And, you know, if some people have been in my shoes, these folks are the ones who are going to be reflecting what I'm projecting. Now, sometimes I may sound a little bit different to a Betty Crocker's kid as opposed to maybe an outlaw. You know, ladies love outlaws because outlaws live like that. You know what I'm saying? They're spontaneous. Mm-hmm. They do things a little bit outside of the law. But, you know, we all grew up to the song. You know what that song is? Just the good old boys. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's right. And so, listen, we all got a background. You know what I'm saying? We all lived in the world at one time, in the flesh, body, without the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? And when you were in that body without the spirit, the illumination of Christ in you, that was spiritual darkness. What were you doing up in the world when you lived in the world without Christ? Because when you got born of the spirit, all of a sudden the darkest negative became the brightest picture of what? God's love for you. So you can tell everybody all about it. Come on, come on, come on. You're like the town crier, the one that's going extra, extra. About it.
That's
God, help me now, Lord. Oh, feel the fire. The Shekinah glory of God. Right there. Come on.
Yes. You're right. You're right on point, my brother. You're right on point.
You have to go on with him. He's just a good old boy. He ain't meaning no harm.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a sing-a-thon in a minute.
I love it. I thank all you listeners for chiming in and bringing out, you know, what God has placed in your spirit. I love it. We love it. Thank you.
It's good.
Moving on to the next. Next spot. We should always give thanks for the results before we see them.
Always give thanks.
For the results before we see them. Don't complain. Don't complain about it.
That's the faith.
Why is it not happening, Lord? Why is it not happening, Lord? It's not that way. You promised me this, and it hasn't happened yet. Don't complain. Always give thanks for the results before you see them.
That's what Abel did. Abel knew that God provided all the flock and all that stuff. He knew that God provided all that. So God had favor with Abel's offering because Abel was a cheerful giver back to God. Ho, come on.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's a position. That's a position that God puts you in so you could do this. God puts you in his love. When you wake up every day, you're walking in God's love, right? Well, that's God's faith that God gave you because God's faith that he gave you demands. Let me hear you say it again, Wayne Busy. Demands that you listen to God, not what man says, not what man thinks that God is saying to you, because that ain't right. That's perverted. And you know, because God said, remember what happened? Man had the knowledge of good and evil, and that was perverted. Now God had to be the teacher, and he's a good, wonderful teacher, ain't he? The Holy Spirit teaches you the difference between what's right and wrong. And you can have something to stand on when you're talking. Oh, you're talking fire that dissolves everything that's not of God, but it's what you're talking about, what people see. And they're going to say, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You're just expounding on what the man of God is bringing forth to us. I'm telling you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We all got a testimony.
Come on, that's what I want to hear. Praise
God.
We all
got a testimony.
Yeah.
Man, when you praise God, that blesses him. When you praise God, that blesses him, and it puts a smile on his face, and he lives up inside of you. God lives inside of you. So when you praising God, I can't see no reason why you ain't going to get excited about that, because God is excited.
Yes.
Oh, amen. God is excited. Oh, there's a movement happening in the 2020. There's a movement. God's moving his body, the body of Christ, and we're members of the body, and we all are to help one another so that we can love one another the way that God has designed it to be. That's why we can see ourselves in his love. We know what we're talking about.
Yes, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
This is good, Elder John. It's very good. I'm glad this topic, you're doing this topic. It's wonderful, sir. It's wonderful.
Amen. Just reminds us of who we are, and what we should be doing. What is our purpose? To give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. In season as well as out of season.
Yeah.
I don't care what your life looks like.
Mm-hmm.
What your life looks like. always giving thanks. Giving thanks before it even happens. Here's the other comment. Develop a life of praise and worship, as a man of God just said. Develop a life of praise and worship. Let me tell you something. Praise, what it does, it drives the power of darkness away from what brings the throne of God into our circumstances.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let me say that again. We're supposed to develop a life of praise and worship.
Yeah.
And what it does, praise drives the power of darkness. It drives the power of darkness away from what brings the throne of God into our circumstances. Now, hear somebody say, "Well, I'm in a dark way. I'm living in a dark way." If you're in the Word of God, there's nothing dark about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
God is a God of light. He allows us to be able to leap into our circumstances and see what the outcome is going to be.
Amen.
He's a light. The Word is a light. It reveals to us what is to come.
Amen. The Lord brings, the Word of God brings illumination. And so when people say that they're in a dark place, it's not about, and I understand that saying that they're in a dark place, meaning depression or oppression. But when you apply the Word of God, when you apply praise and worship, when you stand on the word, in spite of what you're feeling, in spite of what you're seeing, in spite of what you're hearing, it brings illumination and revelation. And that's what the Word does. It illuminates, it gives revelation, understanding. It brings you out of that. It speaks like we talked about, speaking life. So we need to learn how to even minister to ourselves for those that maybe succumb to being in the dark place. Minister to yourself and speak life to yourself. So that, like what you said, that praising in the good and in the bad, praising when there's adversity, praising God when it doesn't look so good, it doesn't feel so good, and thanking Him before you even receive.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brings illumination, and it's a place of appreciation.
Because, you know, love means so many things, amen? You know, it does. It means so many things. It's not like a seal of approval or anything like that, or like a diamond ring or anything. No, it means a very great deal. It's all about trust and honesty and how you feel, because these are the things that are important. And when we examine our feelings, a lot of times people fail to examine their feelings, or they try to, but they can't successfully get underneath their feelings. And a lot of people want to know why. They really want to know why. And I want to help people to understand why they do it and how they can stop doing it. And so I feel an urgency to step up and deliver, you know, a message about feelings and how important they are in a relationship. Now, the reason why a lot of people are not able to accurately examine their feelings is because they can't get underneath their feelings. And obviously, I'm going to point out why. And
can I ask you to, after we finish the broadcast, to remain on the line so that we can get your contact information, because it sounds as if that's a sermon that all of us need to hear, but we need to be able to allot a full hour to you. So would you be willing to remain with us after this teaching so that we can devote a full hour to your topic, because I'm feeling I'm feeling that you have a good word for us.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Okay,
I really appreciate that.
Okay. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, that's just an opportunity for me. And I just want to say thank you so much for giving me that opportunity, and I want to take it. Okay. So, but yeah, I'll just kind of go a little bit. Yes, thank you. And I'll just go a little bit into what I'm saying.
I won't go too deep.
Okay. I'll just keep it simple.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You can go deep. And go deeper when we bring you on.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay. I don't want to mess up the flow, you know what I'm saying?
If the spirit is leading you, listen. All you're doing is just feeding the body of Christ, all those who are listening.
Yeah.
That's all.
So you're not going to
hold back the best until later on.
Okay.
Give it to us now, and God is going to give a revelation later on, and it's going to be even better.
Oh my God, I love you, man. You're so sweet, man. I mean, come on, man. You're gonna make me cry here. Hold on a second. Oh Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. I just thank you for the opportunity, God, that you've given us an opportunity to get together and be in a position where we can glorify you, God. And I just want to say thank you, because I know that your children are glorifying you at this moment, and they're walking in the fruit that you're producing in their lives, which is patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, long suffering. And so I can identify with where people are at when they're experiencing some difficulties that they may be having in their flesh, in the natural part of themselves, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, I just say thank you for those opportunities that you've given to us to reach out to these people through your love and encourage them and remind them of who they are. And Lord, we know your fire doesn't hurt us, your children. We know that your presence is the Shekinah glory where you rest, and you're not ever going to go away, or this is it. And we just thank you for your love that you provided for us to walk in. And what an amazing love you have provided, Lord. It's such a wonderful love. It's boundless and immeasurable. And that's a lot of love. So as we learn and grow in the knowledge of who we are and your love, Lord, may you bless each one of us, which you have. And as the ones learn to become a blessing, that's because they're able to listen to you. And in spite of what man may have said to them in the past, your word stands forever as the truth in their life. And we just thank you for your wonderful work that you're doing right now. And we ask you to bless our sound minds with purity and power for your glory. And we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. As we move on, we're talking about in terms of developing a life of praise and worship. And as we go speaking, is understanding that praising God is an act of faith. And what it does is it helps your faith grow. So the more that we praise God, the more our faith will grow. Praising God, giving God the honor, giving him the glory, praising God. The more that we do that, it helps our faith grow. It is committed. If we look in Hebrews 13:5, worshiping is admitting God through the Spirit. Let me say that again. Worshiping is admiring God through the Spirit. Admiring God for who he is. Admiring God for his handiwork. Admiring God for all that he does. For being the Alpha and the Omega. For being the God who says that I will never leave you and I'll forsake you. However God speaks to your spirit, admiring him for who he is.
For his mercy.
Amen.
For grace.
His mercy. They're never ending. God is always with us. And what happens is, when we're praising God, it's an act of faith. It's an act of faith. We're admiring him through the Spirit. So if you can perceive who God is, God is. We receive him by his power. We perceive him through his faithfulness. We perceive him through his love, his never-ending love. And we trust that he's a God that's always going to be with us. And through that praise, through that worship, our faith can do nothing but grow. It can do nothing but grow. So that's why I was saying from the very beginning that we should spend as much time as we can with the people of faith. Right now, we're in a time where technology has taken over. It's taken over. And people do not want to come into the church around the people of faith. Any comments?
Yeah, I got a comment.
Go ahead, sir.
I got a comment. Yeah. You know, when I would go to the church buildings that I think you're speaking about, the church buildings, right?
Yes,
and there's all kinds of denominations. I've learned that there's a lot of denominations. I've interacted with a number of them on different occasions. But when it comes down to the Word of God, I don't want to fight. They're the ones that are attacking the truth. And I try to tell them, look, attacking Christ in me isn't going to benefit you. And then they get all mad at me because I'm trying to help these people. But you know how it is being in this position, which is a lowly position that God put me in. And I have an opportunity to humble myself and not make it about me. So if I want to get outside of myself in the spiritual realm, I need to stop making things about me. I get to learn.
Amen.
God teaches me. That's all the comment I wanted to make.
And that is so true. It's not a me factor. It's not a me factor. It's a we factor. It's about the body of Christ. It's not about me. It's about we. The body of Christ. And see, what happens is...
And like you were saying about technology, like there is convenience with technology, you know, well, look at us right now, being able to travel and folks are using their smartphones and computers and, you know, different ways that we communicate and different ways that we can come together to study. But we still cannot forsake the assembly of the saints and the fellowship. So it's important for us to have fellowship with one another, because if you're if you're using technology and not interacting where you aren't able to ask questions or to talk about it or discuss, you're missing something. So it's important for us to have fellowship and have the interaction that we need among ourselves. The Lord created us as relational beings, like our brother was saying about relationships a little bit earlier. We're created to be as relational beings, to have a relationship with him and a relationship among ourselves, you know, within the body of Christ. And with the world, those folks that are in the world, because how can we evangelize and disciple folks if we're not interacting with them?
Amen. Any comments? Hallelujah. The last one. Point that I wanted to make is that we should always speak the word by saying it with your mouth and exercising it with your faith. Speaking the word by saying it with your mouth and exercising it with your faith.
That's what God sees.
Go ahead, sir.
I just can't help myself. I'm so sorry, but when you talked about the faith, I said that's what God looks at. That's what God sees.
Amen.
He sees your precious faith at work. It's not what man sees, because man's perverted. Man's perverted. And man can't see
the gift
of God. Remember what separated man from the garden? What was judgment? That judgment had to be fulfilled, and that's what Christ did. He fulfilled all that so that you and I today can look back and say, "Hey, God is good, and He was good to them, and He's good still because He's good through and through."
Amen.
Like I said, all the way. And we get to enjoy the blessings that God left for us to enjoy, the benefits of what He did. If He didn't do it, then we wouldn't have no examples.
Amen.
And we got the perfect example of Him in us. He's working this. Just by the fact that we're all here together, talking like we're talking, none of us can say, "Well, I had something to do with it." No, none of us had nothing to do with this. We're all just going, "Oh, my goodness. Can you believe this?" I'm thinking, "Hey, I can't believe this, sister. What about you, brother?" And you go, "Man, way busy. I don't know, man. This is crazy." I'm going, "Yeah, well, we need to praise God." And you go, yeah, let's praise God. Oh, open up the phone line.
Amen. The Spirit of God. Listen, in Second Peter, we're talking about in terms of praising and worshiping God. We have to remember that faith through works is love for God. Faith through works by action is love for God. And people are looking, those on the outside are looking at how we are responding to the Almighty God, to the divine power.
Yeah.
In Second Peter, it goes on and says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Call.
Oh my God.
So when you're called, how do you respond when you call? The power of the Word of God. When you call, listen, the divine Word of God calling you and I for a specific purpose.
Oh my God.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Above and beyond. Blessed.
Oh my.
Blessed. Not complaining, but blessed.
Unconditional
love.
Irrevocable blessings. Irrevocable. That means that they can't be revoked. It's permanent. I'm thinking, oh God, thank you, Yeshua. What Yeshua did is something that was amazing, because Christ came down from heaven. Heaven was above Jerusalem. Have you ever sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to what God said? Oh my goodness. What a story to tell. And the Holy Spirit is telling a story through our lives to people who might have ears to hear what the Spirit says.
Yes.
Not what man says. That's worldly wisdom.
Yes.
I'm talking about spiritual leaders who talk to each other, and they come down where people are, because in the valley is where God's doing an amazing, wonderful work. And if you want to know what God's up to, you got to humble yourself, because in the body of Christ, there's humility. If there's anything that rises up, it has to bow down to humility. Otherwise, that knee is going to get bent. It's going to hurt. You understand? Yeah.
Hallelujah. My brother, we enjoyed you this evening. We enjoyed each and every one of you that has been online for this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. And keep in mind, You want to give us your information so we can
wait till you get off, so it's not recorded.
Okay, if we are called, give you a call, okay, or stay on the line once we close it up and we can get you information.
Amen. Absolutely.
For those of you again that we keep in mind that we're here every Wednesday. Next week, I believe that the first we will be in Atlanta. So we invite you to participate, to be a part of our time in Atlanta. We will be with Pastor Rose. She will have a word with us for us, and we pray that you will be with us and join us and share what the Lord has placed on your heart. We are the body of Christ. All we're doing is just sitting around and feeding and sharing the word of God. We thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Hey. Hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Why don't you dial them on your phone?
Caught by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind.
I want it.
Though all I have is lost in joy.
That joy, but that joy, where?
I can look beyond the sky, deep
down
into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like
me. Can you feel
me
now?
I can begin with the passion of a child.
No, you can't. When you grab hold of
my heart,
it's called
me, of a type that's
that don't mean a thing.
For you begin.